Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back in. Talk a little Super Bowl here. So I have the NFL pass, which I'm telling you, for the bang for your buck, it's the best. If you're a football nerd, you should have it. It's like for all in, if you want, it's less than $15 a month. And you get, you know, after the games are all over, right? It's not like you can watch them while they're going on. But after the game's over, you can get the all 22. You can get the coach's film on it. You can jump ahead to whatever you want. It's the best way to rewatch.
For $15 a month?
Yeah, dude. It's by far, if you're a football nerd, it's by far the best thing you can do.
Add that to the league pass for next season.
Yeah. So if you want to watch the games live, obviously that doesn't cover it. But, and there's different options. You get one as low as like $10 a month, and then the premium one's like $15-16.
For the all 22.
Yeah, for the all 22.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
So it's like the best way to do it. So
it's going to be bad.
Well, I went back and like, I'm still, one, there's nothing else going on right now in the world of sports. No offense to the Portland Trailblazers, but my God. Like, the last, I mean, that 10 game stretch was fun. But, you know, Jeremy Grant. Yeah, it was costly. Like, I think the tank is officially over, although maybe now you're trying to put the tank back on, but it might be too little too late. But now you're seeing.
Oh, definitely is.
Yeah, Ayton's done for the year, right? I mean, who knows how much Robert Williams is going to play. Jeremy Grant scoots out for an extended period of time. We're about to go see another, I would assume, nice losing streak here. But again, it's too late to end up, I think, with a top five, top six worst record. So there's just not a lot going on. And so for me, I'll go back and watch the Super Bowl because I just think it's fascinating as I've listened over the last couple of days, kind of the narrative that's changed, because we had this idea going into this that the Kansas City Chiefs were this unstoppable force, right? And if you've watched the NFL closely, you realize this last two run for the Kansas City, it's not this unstoppable force. It's a team that wins in the margins that doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
And they find ways to win close games. And most of them are one possession games. And then that happens and you just get housed in the Super Bowl. And now there's this like, oh my God, is Mahomes' legacy dead? Is this a stain on Andy Reid? Does Kansas City have to make a big swing? And all of a sudden, Philadelphia now is the team where we're like, how does anyone beat Philadelphia?
Right.
And we don't realize that two games ago, if they just blocked Jalen Carter, the Los Angeles Rams are beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, and the Eagles last season ended the season after they played the Niners. They lost, what, 6-7 in a row?
Yes.
And everybody went, oh, they're broken.
Exactly.
And we should fire Sirianni.
And now here we are.
Right.
So often in the NFL, much like I said, the Kansas City Chiefs win in the margins. Seasons and teams are built in the margins, and we want to make so much out of it. So I actually went back, because when you're watching the Super Bowl, you're watching on your couch, and you know I got my 7-layer dip going on, and look, I, you know, I'm a couple banquets in at this point. It's like I got my little notepad out, and I'm trying to take notes, but you're not really, really watching. But when you go back and watch that Super Bowl, when you watch the All-22, it's even more puzzling how it went down than when you were watching it live.
Yeah.
This will go back, and when they went, and I'm sure Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have already watched this 30 times. This game will haunt the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
because at first, obviously, when you're able to dominate with a four-man rush and your offense gets one first down in its first 11 drives, you would think, all right, there's nothing we can do. But when you go back and watch that, that was not the case. There were plays to be made, and that game did not have to go that way for Kansas City. That was as good as Philadelphia could possibly play, as bad as Kansas City could possibly play. And going back and looking at that, the game plan from Kansas City, I think, is the one where they're going to look at this and be like, what were we possibly thinking?
I said that in the moment. One, I heavily bet the Eagles.
Yeah.
You were an Eagles guy. I felt their front seven was going to dominate that football game, especially moving Tooney out to left tackle. I just didn't think he could handle it. But the other issue here, they ran the ball three times in the first half. So if you're Andy Reid, and this is where Andy Reid is one of the greatest five football coaches in the modern era, maybe ever. Yeah. He's unbelievable. So take this with a couple grains of salt. The biggest thing coming into this game that you have to worry about if you're Andy Reid is, okay, we're banged up front. We haven't been great along the O-line all year. We're kind of putting it together with scotch tape. They're dominant there. We need to do some things so they're not just coming downhill. And then in the first half, they ran the ball three times, and other than that, every other play was Mahomes in the shotgun. Every other play except three was Mahomes in the shotgun. And he dropped back to pass.
And you know,
and there were some RPOs where they could have run and they didn't. But and so it's not just pure dropbacks. But if you're afraid and you're game planning for the Eagles, the one thing you say going in is we've got to make that D-line think or hesitate or stay in their lanes, because if we don't and they're coming downhill every play, we're screwed. And then every play call but three in the first half leaned exactly into what the Eagles are going, really? This is all you're going to make us look at? You're just going to drop back? Okay, we're going to dominate you then.
And the only time that they had any sort of success in the dropback game is when they kept a sixth man in to block.
Well, and that's the other piece.
And that and it's fascinating as I went back and I you know, you can and when you do the advanced analytics, you can find out, you know, what formation they were in and how many times. So throughout the first 11 drives, which are the only drives that matter, I don't count the last three drives that Kansas City had because it was against Philadelphia's backups and no one cared.
You mean when they threw a goal ball to Xavier Worthy that they haven't thrown all season successfully?
Like, who cares? Yeah. Like, the first 11 drives are the only thing that matters in that. And in those 11 drives, six times, they kept an extra guy into block. Guess which were their six best plays of those 11 drives? When they kept an extra guy in the block.
I know. It's insane. Like,
when you go back and watch this, Kansas City is going to sit there. I think they outthought themselves.
They did.
I really thought that Kansas City looked at Vic Fangio's defense, and not to get like super technical, but Vic Fangio basically plays two coverages. He plays cover four and he plays cover six, quarters coverage.
Yeah.
It is what they do. They don't do a lot of fancy stuff. This isn't a lot of zone blitzing scheme. This is what Vic Fangio does. His whole defense is, we're going to do one thing and we're going to do it really well, and we're going to force you to beat it. And Kansas City literally went into that game, I'm convinced of it, that they thought that Vic Fangio was going to try to throw different exotic things at him. And you would think somewhere along the line in that first half, Kansas City would have sat down and been like, guys, they're doing exactly what they've done all
year
long.
What they always do.
We don't need to make any adjustments here. And the whole thing that Vic Fangio's defense do is force you to live in the underneath stuff, forces you to live in the short yardage. Guess who's the best underneath passing short yardage team in the NFL? The Kansas City Chiefs. It should have been playing into their strength, and it wasn't. I think their game plan, I really do think that Kansas City and Andy Reid, I think they failed Patrick Mahomes in the offense. I think it was one of those where...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You really think that Philadelphia is going to try to cook up something special for you? And when it ended up being the bland vanilla thing that they've always done, I think it took Kansas City too long to try to make any adjustment to it. I think they outthought the room.
Well, I think I texted you the night of the Super Bowl that the play calling in the first half from the Chiefs was shocking.
It was atrocious.
That it was like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And you talked about this off the air a little bit with me, that underneath stuff, that's been Mahomes and Kelsey's bread and butter. And that brings up another point that you had watching the All 22, I know, about a player who just flat out didn't show up and almost looked like he wasn't given a full effort.
And this is the other one, when I went back and watched it, the thing that jumped out, besides the game planning and the production stuff, which I will never understand why really smart football players do this, or football coaches. Because I'm not trying to say that I'm Andy Reid, but I battled this when I was a player. I remember we were playing Syracuse once, and we had Dwight Freeney that we were playing against.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. And we refused. Norm Chow refused. He didn't like to keep backs in or tight ends in chip.
Yep.
Just wasn't part of his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And his thing was, that's not what we do. And I remember getting into a screaming match with him on the sideline, being like, this isn't what we do, but what we're going to do is give up a sack to him every single time. So I started sliding the line, no matter what, to Dwight Freeney, and I was getting screamed at. And I was like, what do you want? Every time we don't slide, guess what? That guy gets a sack. But there's this mentality of, this isn't what we do.
Right.
And so the idea that you're only rushing four, therefore we don't need to keep an extra guy in. Because the idea is, I think Kansas City's like, well, we have 5-0 linemen. They're only rushing four. We don't need to keep anyone in. Yes, you do.
Clearly,
if our five can't block their four, you better keep an extra guy in.
Yeah.
Even if it goes against your, quote, rules. The stubbornness of Kansas City in that game will haunt them forever. And the other one that jumps out, and we'll talk about this, because he came out and said that this player said he needs to take a moment and needs to reconsider what he wants to do. And I think Kansas City and everyone at the end of the season takes a pause, takes a beat, and says, where do we need to go to get better? The worst player, and we'll talk about this when we come back, I know we're up against it, the worst player on the field from me watching that game, and both sides of the ball, both teams, and I can say this without hesitation, the worst player in that Super Bowl was Travis Kelce. And when you ask what the difference was between this Kansas City offense that has feasted for years in the middle of the field and has feasted in short yardage things, in big games, what has it been? Travis Kelce. We always said that Kansas City has not been the best team. They've had the best coach. They have the best defense coordinator. They have the best quarterback. And they have the one guy that in big games cannot be guarded. And I think Andy Reid and his scheme completely let them down.
Yes.
I think Spags actually called a really good game at the beginning. I don't put that on Spags. Mahomes got rattled. And one of the reasons he got rattled, I think, was scheme, and that his most reliable player that he's had for years and years absolutely laid a egg. And that was Travis Kelce. You cannot have a pillar of your success play the way he did. And the shocking part, when you watch it, it looked like he didn't want to be there. I don't know what that was, but when you go back and watch that, and I know there's probably clips floating around, the effort that he put forth, they should have benched his ass in the middle of the first quarter and put in Noah Gray.
Breaking news, according to Souk, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on the rocks.
Dude, I don't know what, maybe he was thinking about proposing or whatever, but he sure as hell wasn't thinking about playing. That was the worst game that he has ever played. And if you're Kansas City, I think you have a tough choice to make in this offseason. We'll talk about that here, though. Buck with SportsCenter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.